News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. I'm Steve Evans. In studio with me is Derek Howcroft and Darren Royer from Howcroft Field Services. The subject of today's discussion is the condition of the workforce here in the Uinta Basin. Derek, tell us a little bit about your background and your family and the work that you do at Howcroft Field Services.
Tom Howcroft is my dad, and he wanted a good way to teach his boys how to work hard. And so that's a lot of the reason why he started Howcroft Field Service. Was he saw a need in the area for a field service mechanic, and he went after it and he taught us.
What type of work do you do at Howcroft Field Services, Derek?
We move drilling rigs, heavy haul, trucking. We have welders, mechanics. We build stuff, we fix stuff, and we have fun doing it.
So you have mechanics, you have our jobs for every skill.
Yeah, if you see our trucks go down the road, you can see that they're painted and they're built, and it's all done right there in our shop. We've done it all ourselves.
What are some of the challenges, Derek Howcroft, that you see in the Uinta Basin trucking industry right now?
Well, there's a big shortage of drivers right now. The crude hauler companies have done a big push to draw a lot of the drivers in their favor. You know, they have contracts to fill, so they've thrown out a lot of extra money to bring people in to work for them. I think that's a good thing. There's a lot of people that need the money up front, but I wouldn't really want to have myself stuck in a job because I'm scared that I have to pay back that amount of money.
Darren Royer, can you tell us a little bit about your background? What is it that you do for Howcroft Field Services? What's your position there? Are you a supervisor?
I'm a supervisor at Howcroft. I started out as a driver there. Derek helped teach me a lot about heavy haul and the mechanics behind using a wheels package. A lot of the heavier things that you haul on the road, they take specialized types of equipment, and Derek taught me how to use that. And now I'm working up to the position of truck pusher to help him out on our rig moves.
Pretty good pay?
Fairly decent, yes, sir.
So they take care of you at Howcroft.
Absolutely.
Of course, I mean, your boss is sitting right next to you, right? What else are you going to say?
Well,
no, what I'm saying is there's some good jobs, good paying jobs, where you can learn a skill. Did you learn skills on the job?
And that's exactly what I was about
life
to say.
Skills?
It's not always just about the pay. You have to think of the other things that they do for you at work. The good environment, like he was talking about, the teaching of the ethics that you have and the camaraderie and the brotherhood. So the pay is great, but we have a lot of good times at work.
All right. So if someone was just thinking about getting involved, what are some of the benefits of working on your team? I like the fact that you called it team. So you're kind of a team leader. Supervisor's another position, another name for it, but a team leader creates camaraderie. Do you feel that you have a good team spirit with the people that work under you and around you?
I believe so, yes. We have to work together in order to make our job happen. In order to accomplish our mission, we need that teamwork. We need that camaraderie, that sense of brotherhood, and that looking out for one another, especially in the oil field.
Derek Howcroft, you have kind of a complicated tearing down a rig and moving it and doing it in one afternoon or one day is quite a feat. Can you tell us a little bit about the skills and having to work together and about the safety environment of the job that you do?
There's a picture on my wall, and it's a whole bunch of squiggly lines going in every direction. And then there's a box drawn around the squiggly lines and arrows going everywhere, and it says rig move plan.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite comical because it's a lot of organized chaos. There's a lot of people that need to learn, you know, that are all in together. And if it wasn't for teamwork, no matter who's there, it's teamwork between the roughnecks. It's teamwork, you know, the truck drivers, and then there's pilot cars, and there's the other asset workers for rental equipment. I mean, there's just a lot of coordination that goes in, and safety's, you know, one of the most important things. It takes a lot to teach guys how to do it safely.
Especially young guys.
Yeah, especially young guys.
Lots of supervision.
Young kids don't have that natural ability to like worry about themselves. They just want to throw themselves into it. And so you got to teach them how to be aware of themselves, you know, and where their fingers are and where they're going and where they're standing.
Okay. What are some benefits of, if I were to go to work for you as a young man, what are some benefits beyond the pay that I would receive? What kind of skills would I learn or that I could take with me throughout the rest of my life?
Well, if you'll come and work with me, I'll teach you how to be a real man, go to work, get up early, provide for a family. You know, that's what kind of men we look for, and women, you know, that they want to provide for others. It's not just on the take. We're very cautious on who continually works with us, and we make sure that they're givers and not takers.
Do you find a lot of people in this generation that have a sense of entitlement? And in other words, they don't have that work ethic?
Yeah, just in the beginning. I mean, right off the bat, almost every young guy that we hire that comes in, we have to teach him how to show up at 8 o'clock in the morning when it's a shop day, or how to show up at 5 o'clock in the morning if it's a rig move day. And you ask them, hey, if you worked at McDonald's and your schedule started at 7 o'clock and you showed up at 9, what would happen? And they always answer, well, you'd be fired. Well, why then do you think that it's okay to show up here? Are we not a reputable company? You know, because we are. And so you got to teach them, you know, step by step a lot of times. And that's just the beginnings of it. But it's all about educating them and teaching them how to have a job and keep the job.
Derek Royer, you mentioned that you have a background with the military. You're a Marine, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Once a Marine, always Marine?
That is correct.
You learned some work ethic there at the Marine Corps?
They instill that into you very early on as soon as you get off the bus, yes.
What are some similarities between the Marine Corps and what you do at Howcroft Field Services?
There's a lot. Teamwork, like we've already discussed, is a major part of it. And not just the teamwork, but that sense of accomplishment once the job is done. If you work as a team. If you're working by yourself, job usually doesn't get done. Also, the work ethic, the dedication to seeing it through, and making sure that everyone around you is doing it in a safe manner, and that you can all go home to your families at the end of the day. So you're looking out for one another, that sense of camaraderie. There's a lot of similarities between oil field rig moving and the military.
What are some of the challenges that you're having? It seems like there's more jobs available in the industry, service industry in the Uinta Basin, than there are applicants to fill those jobs. Is Absolutely. That a challenge that you're seeing?
It is, and it's unfortunate because we don't really seem to know where all of these people have gone. There's plenty of jobs out there, just like there generally has been in the basin and in the oil field. But the applicants that we receive, I think they may be, you know, jumping from one job to the next one just because they have that sense of entitlement where they just think that they aren't being treated properly, and so they want to go on to the next job and the next job. No sense of dedication.
If you're an able-bodied young man or woman that can pass a drug test, can you find a job in the Uinta Basin?
Absolutely.
Could Easily. I find a job in your company if I were able to meet those basic qualifications?
Immediately.
Derek Howcroft, can you tell us about the training that a young person would receive with your company?
Well, we like to put the younger new guys, we make sure that they're with a more experienced coworker that has experienced, you know, what their job is and what they're doing. And so we always make sure that there's a mentor with them so that they kind of have somebody to learn from that can teach them, you know, where to stand, where not to stand, you know. And then, of course, I mean, when we go out and do a rig move, I mean, the whole team's there. We're all there together. And so everybody looks out for each other. But specifically, you have somebody there to help you learn what you're supposed to be doing.
The team spirit, I think, is really important of what I'm hearing from you. You don't want to let your team members down. Is that right? By not pulling your weight.
Yeah. That's something that we really watch for in young new guys. Are they looking out for themselves, or are they just there for the paycheck? We're planning on being around for a long time, and so we look for guys that are there for the team and want to feel that camaraderie, that brotherhood that seems to be a great way to motivate kids to get out of bed, you know, to go hang out with their buddies. When it's like you go out and do something that's fun with a bunch of guys that you like, I mean, that makes life a little better, and you seem to be happy when you go home at the end of the day instead of miserable.
You had the privilege of growing up. Tom Howcroft was your father.
Yeah.
He taught you how to work.
He sure did.
You were telling me a story about your daughter, 16 years old, driving a trailer over Parley's Canyon, and how confident she is behind the wheel of pulling a truck. How important is it for to teach boys how to work and skills of driving a trailer, of driving a truck, of navigating yourself safely with a truck and trailer combo?
Well, yeah, it's important for sure. But I mean, dig in a little bit deeper. These days, young guys and girls, they are more about putting pictures up of unrealistic things. You know, if you really want to have something when you get older, then you want to have some stories to tell your kids and your grandkids and to teach them something. You can either teach them how to take a picture of it, or you can teach them to go and actually do it. My daughter that pulled that horse trailer up over the mountain, you know, she was commented at the gas station by a random man that was just blown away. Did you just pull that over Parley's, that 40-foot horse trailer? And she said, yeah, my dad taught me how to pull a trailer. And so she has that story she can tell for her whole life, where, you know, maybe in the same situation with another person, they just have a picture of standing in front of a horse trailer, but there's no story that goes with it. It's just a fake picture.
Could a young person learn those skills at Howcroft Field Services?
If Brixton could learn it, then anybody could learn it. Yes. Actually,
who's pretty, Brixton?
Brixton's my daughter.
Oh,
she's
okay.
The horse trailer puller.
She's the horse trailer
puller. She's the little rodeo girl, and mm-hmm. she's about as tough as any guy that's come through the shop. So,
all right. So teaching young men to work, plus you get paid for it, right?
Yeah, and they
military. Do you get paid in the military?
You could call it that. You could call it pay.
but you get really decent pay. At Howcroft Field Services, do you take care of your employees?
Absolutely.
Take care of one another?
Absolutely. Because, again, it comes back to that camaraderie. Everyone needs to be taken care of. You know, it comes into that mental and emotional well-being as well as the physical when you're at work. If you're not taking care of your employees, they won't want to stay. We all want to stay because we are taken care of. We have that family sense. And so we are definitely very well taken care of at Howcroft.
What do you think the future is, Derek Howcroft, of the energy service industry?
There's a lot of work coming in the horizon. There really is a lot of work coming. And there's a lot of contracts being looked at for next year and work that's coming our way. And We specifically are going to need to get quite a few more people on board to accomplish what's coming in our direction, as well as most all the service companies in the basin are all looking at this same
Some people
issue.
Have said that they avoid the oilfield service industry because of the cyclical nature of the economy. Do you see that stabilizing here in the near future? Steady work.
Well, you always want to say yes. I mean, is it really going to happen? It all depends on the world economy and politics. And I mean, there's a lot of different aspects that can change.
Transportation, our being
local,
able to get
yeah,
it out.
Our, yeah.
Meaning the railroad.
But in the next near future, I mean, if you're going to get into a boom and bust type mindset, I mean, why did all the men leave back east and go to California for the boom? You know, the gold rush, it was to go make money. So right now is the time to get on and make some money. And if you're smart about it, you put a little money in the bank and then you got something to live off of.
So you advantages of working in the oilfield service industry is you teach boys how to work, how to become men. What does that mean to become a man?
I've said this to quite a few young guys that work for me. You know, as I drive out in the mornings and they're all in the back seat of the truck and they're talking about their lives, and I'll always look for the opportunity to turn around and go, you want to know what a real man does? A real man finds a woman and takes care of her and has kids and raises them. That's what real men do. And how do you take care of them? You work hard. And so it really seems to prick an interest in not all of them, but in a few of them. And when I notice that there's that interest pricked, then those are the ones that you can really spend some time on, because they really do get the whole concept of where happiness is going to come from. It's going to be from doing what they're
I have an obligation there. To someone other than myself.
Exactly. That's exactly what
As
I'm
As a husband
trying
to and say. Father, I have an obligation beyond
yeah,
me.
It creates, it wells up in you and you just are happy. You know, it's hard to explain, but that's how it works.
Derek Howcroft, going back in generations, I know that our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers left quite a heritage for us. They taught us how to work. There was a different work ethic, I think, in that generation, in the post-recession generation and the post-World War II generation. How do we get back to that?
You know, they had a sense, I would assume, they had a sense of wanting to belong to something and be a part of something. I mean, I can only imagine growing up in the Great Recession. I mean, we go through the booms and the bust in the oil field, and the busts are hard, and you're just like, man, I just want some opportunity, any opportunity. And so they got this opportunity, you know, which maybe it's not much of an opportunity, but now looking at them, it was, because they were able to go fight for our country, and they left their wives behind, and they didn't know if they were coming back. And here's these wives that sat at home and didn't know if their husbands were coming back, you know. And you talk about dedication and work ethic. I mean, that was life and death. And we don't have to deal with that right now. Right now, I mean, we go to work and make money, and, you know, and our significant other supports us from the house or whatever. It's just a really cool thing that our grandfathers did. And we need to grasp that what we're asked to do is not anything near as hard as what they had to go do.
Work ethic in today's generation has been the topic, and also the condition of our trucking industry here in the Uinta Basin and our energy service industry here. It's alive and well and healthy. However, we do need good men. You can earn a skill, you can learn team spirit, you can learn a work ethic. These are all attributes that will carry with you throughout your entire life. One of the places you can do that is the good folks at Howcroft Field Services in Vernal. And if you want to visit with them about possibly working for the company, you may call 435-789-5590. That's Howcroft Field Services here in Vernal. We appreciate you, gentlemen, Derek Howcroft and Darren Royer, for joining us here today. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.